Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about tungsten. I would have thought I've completed thoroughly everything I've done on the periodic table, but I keep on coming up with these things. I sort of have a look at the origin of that word and how does it fit in? I haven't really looked at the origin of tungsten. So it's a story of the periodic table and tungsten. It's under chrome, molybdenum, and tungsten. Molybdenum is one of the words which is sort of a mind-bending. Molybdenum is the name. Molybdenum comes from ancient Greek for lead. Okay, and then platinum comes from the Spanish for silver. So that's really hard to go. So I thought, look, tungsten's a bit hard to get your mind around. Interesting, sort of a bit chrome-like, high resistance. And most people know about tungsten. It became famous as a filament of light bulbs. But I don't think nowadays the generation which don't use tungsten light bulbs wouldn't really know about it all that much. Filaments. In the old days, still, if you have a car crash, they check for tungsten in the car crash at night, because tungsten at night gets sprayed around as a very fine dust from exploding headlamps. So if the headlamps weren't on, they can actually tell whether your light is on. And tungsten has this probability of very high melting temperature and high resistivity. All goes together to make it rather good to use in a as a light bulb. You can also, and what eventually happens is the tungsten slowly evaporates until there's no more tungsten, no more light bulbs. Your light bulbs eventually, the older style light bulbs used to blow, and they're black body radiators. So in a sense, you were putting out a hell of a lot of heat to get that little bit of light out. And so we've come around a long way since then. Let's well cover the tungsten halide, or the halogen lights. Now, the light doesn't actually come from halogens, but what happens is that the halogen gas reacts with the tungsten, which is actually spread onto the surface of the glass. So you can have the glass pretty close, and the tungsten evaporates onto it. The halogens, which is fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine, I can't pronounce it. The last one means unstable. Those ones, they react with the tungsten. So tungsten's fairly unreactive, but it reacts definitely with halogens. And the big property is that you get a halogen halogen tungstenate. A tungsten with a halogen in it has a gas, turns the tungsten into a gas. And this redeposits back onto your filament. So your filament evaporates, but gets regrown back. It's sort of an amazing story, your tungsten halides. Now, of course, I suppose I'm interested in this. I'm also interested in the stories that people have said tungsten is cheaper than gold, but has the same density as gold. So what they do is they go quietly into Fort Knox with a drill and drill out the center of your gold bar and put out your gold bar a tungsten rod, and you put the tungsten rod inside it. The gold bar comes up and you do the Archimedes trick of putting your gold into water to see whether it's gold, the Archimedes trick. It is Archimedes. He shouted Eureka in his bath. He realized that he could measure the density of tungsten, of gold, therefore determine it's gold. Tungsten is a very similar density to gold. So what you can do is that you can gold plate your gold bullion, but actually it is tungsten bullion, which is a tad cheaper. I have to think about whether your tungsten's got an even proton number, so it's a fairly common occurrence, and it's not sort of incredibly rock soluble, so it doesn't, as soon as it heats up, dissolve and go into the centre of the earth. So we've got a big gold nugget of gold in the centre of the earth for sure. And so that's why gold is so, so rare. So I think all gold ever mined would fall on a cube which sits underneath the Eiffel Tower. There's not a lot of it. We produce tons of it, and really a ton of gold is really, you know, several tons of gold. It's not a lot in terms of cubic meters per year of gold. We make a lot more tungsten, and tungsten has been mined in China. China's the major produce. But getting back to the gold use of tungsten not fool's gold, but fooling someone that's gold. There's a scam where you get your gold bullion and you actually drill out your gold, keep the gold you've drilled out, put in a tungsten rod, and seal it up so that no one can tell the difference. And so that's a major way. So what would happen is that people would not only get your gold bullion, and essentially you get your piece of gold bullion, you weigh it, and obviously if it's been hollowed up it will suddenly be lighter, but it looks the same, you can get going. And of course you can detect tungsten with an X-ray source. An X-ray source fires X-rays at it, and has an X-ray source that will measure your tungsten levels up, and the police use that at road accidents to check where things at. So obviously I wanted to get onto the naming of tungsten. Before we go into tungsten, we'll go into Swedish township called, wait for it, Outer Village. And outer in Swedish means yta, and burn means little village, B-R-U-N. And so this has inspired the element. There's a story to it, because it's got related to tungsten. It's the same story there. It's got a dum-dum to it. There's tungsten, so correction, yterbury. Yttrium. So that's under scandium. Yttrium is named after this little mining village, which actually is outer village. So, but there is I think it's maybe atomic symbol Y. And then have another go at it. Something similar in it, found in the same rock, same village, is ytterbium. It's a sort of a Latinization of the word. So yttrium in ytterbium. So two elements, the same name, same Swedish thing, meaning outer village, and then terbium, and an erbium. All these ways to get to this little mining village, which is no longer a mining village, it's just a holiday house place, Yttrium. So that's the Swedish. Now, tungsten has been found in Sweden, where it's first isolated. So it's not as sort of crazy as the name as platinum, which is silver, and molybdenum, which is lead. You know, go figure that one. It actually, tungsten, if you want to type it in, translate, translate Swedish, heavy stone, translate into Swedish, the words heavy stone, and tung means heavy, and stun means stone. And tungsten means the Swedish for heavy stone, which is a bit of a groan word, because tungsten, heavy stone, oh dear. So you've got these various, you've got lithium, which means stone, and then barium, which means just heavy, you know, from baryon, or baryon, which you would know for the heavy bits of an atom, is what baryons are, but also to bear a weight, from the Greek, bear. So you've got three of these things which are sort of spread across the periodic table, and they're sort of like spread and links, if you can imagine a Venn diagram, words that are heavy, words that are rockish, which is, I'm sure there's other rocks I can think of there, lithium, barium, and tungsten, and words and another Venn diagram, words which of a derived from Swedish words. Okay, Swedish words, and that would be tungsten, heavy stone, or outer village. But outer village is done four times. The outer village has been named four times in the periodic table to just really nail the periodic table. And this wasn't going to open up until the Americans came up and dropped a few bombs, gave us a few new elements by dropping bombs on us and making bombs. And that's all the elements, the transuranic elements. And they had a good go at naming them after things. So the last mystery I have, I've spoken 10 minutes here, I didn't believe that I'd do this, I thought I'd have a quick go. The last thing is, why the W? Well, the W is a symbol for tungsten. Tungsten, W. Makes sense to me. What's the deal? What's the deal with tungsten? How come it's W, would say Seinfeld, if he is ever going to ask a question about the periodic table, he'd probably ask tungsten. W. So W is from the Swedish for wolf's froth. So the W is for the word wolf, and it was that the or was associated, or forming the or, it was sort of like a byproduct or something like that, and it had, at some point, it had a wolf stone or wolf's froth in it. And so the W is for the W of wolf. And so that's interesting. It's the one animal which is sort of named in the periodic table. I'm sure there may be another animal in there, but it's the one animal named in there. It's not by a name, it's a symbol. And the symbol is W for wolf. So that's an interesting thing to go. So why do this? Well, it just builds up your memory of the periodic table. So your eyes go up into group two, and that's for the alkali earths, and they would start going off with beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, radium going down, so that you've got the two there. And then for titanium, you've got to remember titanium is across, so you go scandium, not titanium, did I say titanium? I meant chrome and tungsten. See how you get those things confused? So it goes scandium, titanium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, and manganese. Yeah, so it's just those remembering it was down. So that's four in. So that's four plus two. That's in group six in the transition elements going down there. And in you start off period four, five, six, the sixth period, and you get the various contractions happening. This is things denser than it should be, and obviously this is people's saying it's denser than it should be if I use my classical theory, which doesn't have quantum mechanics. So it's a sort of way of getting into it. So that's a story on tungsten, and much sought after by military powers to make tungsten in their armaments and stuff like that. So it was definitely sought after in World War II. And, of course, now China's sitting on the world's tungsten supplies. It's sitting on most supplies of important things. And so it's just a matter of strategic playing before the value of owning all the high technology elements having in one country. And you can see sort of why China is there. I can't work out why Australia is so poor. Australia's got reasonable quantities of these things, but why we're not absolutely thumping full of it. What is it about China that has meant that it's actually got all these rare earths and stuff like that? Thanks a lot for listening, and continue thinking about the periodic table. I am. Thanks. podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.